It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with radio news about radio. Internet providers were expected to sue the Federal Communications Commission over the agency's net neutrality rules, which passed last week. But now the Washington Post is reporting that many have other battles to fight. AT&T wants the FCC and the Justice Department approval for its $49 billion merger with DirecTV. Verizon has proposed a deal with Frontier Communication that also needs federal approval. And Comcast is seeking approval from many government agencies for a $45 billion merger with Time Warner Cable. Quote, optically, it looks bad for Comcast to say, we don't agree with whatever the FCC is doing, but, oh, you need to approve our merger, one anonymous industry analyst told the Post. But optics aren't usually a problem for cable television companies such as Time Warner, one of the cable giants that are now key players in the internet access nationwide. Bruce Kushnick of the New Networks Institute, consumer advocacy group, told Capital New York that the industry has a tradition of charging more with imaginary fees. He points to Time Warner bills with charges for, quote, a broadcast TV fee, unquote, or a, quote, public access fee, unquote, and a, quote, regulatory recovery fee, unquote. Quote, made up garbage, unquote, says Kushnick, not required by any government regulation or tax rule. Already, New York State has delayed its decision on the Comcast-Time Warner merger 5 times, perhaps waiting for the feds to move first. The FCC won't decide the issue until at least March 30th, and then the Justice Department weighs in on the proposed merger of the two least popular companies in America, according to the University of Michigan American Consumer Satisfaction Index. Remember the recording of the phone call between customer Ryan Block and a belligerent Comcast service representative that went viral last summer?
We'd like to disconnect. We'd like to disconnect, please.
Okay, so why is it that you don't want the faster speed? Help me understand why you don't want faster internet.
Help me understand why you can't just disconnect us.
Because my job is to have a conversation with you about keeping your service, about finding out why it is that you're looking to cancel the service.
I don't understand. Is this for
you don't want to talk to me, you can definitely go into the Comcast store and disconnect your service there. Okay.
You're just asking for you
to kill two birds with one stone. You got to return that cable card to the store anyways.
We're actually going to just mail the cable card in, but if you can just please cancel our service, that would be great. That is all we want.
We're actually not able to return a cable card by mail.
Then I will send someone like a TaskRabbit to go return the cable card for us. I don't personally intend to return the cable card. That's why we're probably not going to be canceling in store. So that's why I need you to cancel by phone. So can you cancel us by phone? But the answer is yes, correct?
I mean, it sounds like you don't want to go over this information with me. I mean, if you're not wanting to go over that information, okay, then that's the easiest way to get your account disconnected.
I am declining to state why we are leaving Comcast because I don't owe you an explanation. So if you can please proceed to the next question. If you have to fill out your form, that's fine. Please proceed to the next question, and we'll attempt to answer that if possible.
Right. So, I mean, being that we are the number one provider of internet and TV service in the entire country. Okay. Why is it that you're not wanting to have the number one rated internet service, number one rated TV service available?
I'm declining to state we're switching providers. Can you please go to the next question?
Okay. So what is it about Astound that's making you want to change to them?
I'm declining to state. Can you please go to the next question so we can cancel our service?
It goes on and on from there. Customers with only a cable option for internet service and others who want to spend less might have a new alternative soon for internet service. Slate reports Google confirmed this week that the company will announce a wireless service of its own soon. They won't hang their own antenna on towers around the country, but partner with Verizon and AT&T's smaller rivals Sprint and T-Mobile. The Slate writer, Will Armus, thinks it will be, quote, a Wi-Fi first service that could deliver adequate, if slightly spotty, coverage at a fraction of the prevailing cost, unquote. It would focus on data coverage more than phone and text, since anyone can use many web apps such as Skype, FaceTime, iMessage, WhatsApp, or Facebook Messenger over a data plan for those features. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio. The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.